Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry in advance, yo. Letting y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a pole and lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yo. What it do is the kid Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy Shank Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me?
And I am Treasia.
And welcome back to another edition of the What in the Ham Sandwich Show. We cut through all the fat, give you the facts. Keep it trail, Bill. Keep it 100. One honey. You know what I'm saying? No jaw work.
No jaw work.
No hot ones. No warm ones. DJ I Rock Jesus on the ones and the twos. Making it do what it do. Is this some kind of reggae beat you got going on, though? Is this what we freestyling over?
Caribbean style.
Can you give me a little more volume? So you know what I'm saying?
So you can eat that
right there,
drink.
Right there. Okay. All right. All right. When me went to Taco Bell and got me a burrito, ate it up, everybody know I like the cheese though. Everybody know when I was driving down the street, the taco started bubbling, oh I got to eat. Oh I got to go, use the bathroom right now. I went inside the bathroom, but it was locked down. I went inside McDonald's, they said no, no, it's only for customers, now you must go. Ooh, I got the bubble guts right now. Ooh, I got the bubble guts right now. Somebody please save me, somebody anyhow. Somebody please save me, somebody anyhow. I went to I Rock Jesus' house one time. Can I use your bathroom? I'll give you a dime. He said, no, you can't come up in there with that stool. Only me is allowed to boo-boo. I went to Cook's house. Can I please go? He said, Sean Slaughter, I like you, but no. My little baby's in here, and she's running quick. But if you start to boo-boo, you're gonna make him sick. And then Drew, she said, not in my house. You're gonna scare all the cats or scare the little mouse. I said, I got the bubble gums, what do I do? I prayed to the Lord, and they let me go. Ooh, ooh, I got the bubble guts right now. Ooh, I got the bubble guts right now. Everybody put up a lighter right now. If you got the bubble guts right now, blah 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 blah, yaka yak. Yeah. Let him go.
My stomach hurt. I need to go to get a burp. But hey, I dropped the nasty milk. I threw up on my baby's bib. But hey, she cried. She cried again. I beat the fire out again. But hey, my son, he jumped on my back. I put him in the figure for a lead lock. He said, ooh, daddy, stop. I said, take this punch before I knock you out, son. Then my wife came. A Russian sickle on a carpet man. But hey, it's all good. Then I went to take a shower in the hood. My wife came with a frying pan. Bust me in the head, I fell in the stew, man. Hey, she picked me up. She said, don't you touch me again. King Tut, I waited till she go to sleep. I went to the bathroom, boobled in the sink. But hey, she got mad. She said, you nasty boy, you sad. I'm gonna pray for you, I'm gonna knock you out. She said, one makes seven on the other cover. God.
Embarrassing.
Hey, dawg.
Won't you please come out and play? Everybody wanna come through in Gucci. Walking around with Bishop Eddie Long in two pays. Everybody acting like they wanna. It's the Ham Sandwich Show. We just playing, right?
Yeah, we just playing.
I really ain't slapping.
Yeah.
He just mushed up.
Y'all know we just playing, right? Yeah. Welcome back to the Ham Sandwich Show. We appreciate y'all being here. Another wonderful week. Maybe not so wonderful, but another week. And, you know, there's a little bit of ham news, man. I just read kind of a quick update on the Bishop Eddie Long case. Three more people.
Oh, my goodness.
Have.
That is embarrassing.
Come out with cases. That makes five total. No. It was three. It was two in the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's five total. And according to Terrence on BT.com, there's another three, another two or three that want to come out, but they not coming out because, I guess, of their jobs or whatever, and, you know, all the live coverage and stuff, and stuff like that. And so the dude was getting real thick right now.
Real thick.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. And, you know what I'm saying? And Terrence from BET, he asked a good question. He says, you know, either Bishop Eddie Long has something to do with this, or these are 7 to 10 of the most deranged people you ever met in your life.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what that is. Kim Kardashian is dropping an album. Who cares?
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, she's dropping an album.
Timothy ain't rapping.
And real talk, if you buy that album, you know what I'm saying, you got self-esteem issues. You know what I'm saying? If you buy that album, you don't know what music is.
Yeah. That's Machine Rap.
I don't know.
I hope she can get that.
The Dream is the one that's actually making the joint. So she might be trying to do like a pop thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be mad auto-tune on that joint. You know what I'm saying?
Voice dubs.
You know what I'm saying? She might not even be in the studio when the album's being made.
Basically.
You know what I'm saying? But
and the cover gonna be like it needs to be in a porno magazine.
The cover gonna be flicks.
Yes, sir.
People gonna buy it though.
You know what I'm saying? They gonna buy it. Mm-hmm. They gonna buy it.
Let's do it with their money. They hard earned money. But buy that crap.
That's what that is. Yo, my kids love that Willow Smith whip your hair.
Yes, the video is hot.
The video is crazy.
The song is hot.
Z, my kids love that
yes.
joint, yo.
The song is crazy, though.
The song, the beat?
Yeah.
I would eat the beat, son.
You want the beat,
I'll go. See,
that's
the. But real talk.
Oh, I'm about to say you got the beat?
Here's my problem, though. Here's what I don't like, I-Rock. Here's what I don't like. My problem is, I'm like, yo, if I had that beat, I would eat it. Then I saw another rapper had it, and I was like, I don't want it.
Do you talking about
what's on
Whip Your Braids? Is that the one?
I whip my hair back and forth.
The rapper that I got cracked. The Breaks? No.
Is it Braids? Yeah, they got one. And no shot against them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I love the Breaks, but it's just when I see other people got it, I feel like a biter. You know what I'm saying?
How do you feel like a biter? You taking it from somebody else anyway.
Yeah, you taking it.
I know.
See, you're not going to be saying that.
But he don't want to be the biter.
Yeah, I feel like they bit first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's biting to the second power.
Yeah, exactly. I'm biter squared. And so, you know what I'm saying? That's what that is. Any other news?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's a new rumor that Marcus Houston... Raped Lil Fizz from B2K.
He raped him?
Yup. That's a rumor I heard.
Marcus Houston,
yeah.
Lil Fizz.
He raped Lil Fizz.
I don't even know which one that
That's
is.
That's the light skinned one with the pretty hair.
With the Mr. Potato Head lips?
Mr. Potato Head lips? I don't know about all that.
One of them dudes got... No, that was Raz B.
No, that's right. One of them said about ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's the one that came out and said
his booty hurt.
Yeah, he got Jergens. he got Rancher Caesar. That's a shame the way they're doing them B2K dudes.
Yeah, they just leave them off in their butt.
You know what I'm saying?
Stay out them boys' butts.
Leave them boys' butts alone. Stay out them boys' butts.
Them booty warriors.
You know why?
Money.
Because they want to be they want to be the next new addition. They want to be the next Menudo. They want to be the next super group. You know what I'm saying? But look, I'd rather be broke with my butt clenched than a billionaire. You know what I'm saying? With a Caesar salad toss.
Mm.
Ranch and Caesar. So anyway, don't forget, you can always call 757-325-9493. Check us out on Facebook, Ham Sandwich Show. We're on Facebook. Yes, sir. Big shouts out to thesouth.com. Big shouts out to Holy Culture. Big shouts out to Rapzilla.
Big
shouts out to Heads Up.
Heads Up.
You know what I'm saying? I know like cats don't like when we scream cats' names. These are peoples, yo. These are partners. Big shouts out to Gospel Impact. Yeah. This is my people, so you can't tell me who to shout out, dogs. Right. Real talk. Real talk. Real Zork.
Real talk.
Yo, real dork.
Vil.
Unless you cough up that dough.
We'll
shut everybody out.
Hey, look. You cut the check.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm shutting my mouth.
You know what I'm saying? I'll change my middle name to your website.
All day.
You know what I mean? That's right. Other than that, let's take a break, man. Let's play some music. DJ I Rock Jesus in the building, in the place to be. Hit us, baby.
It can be played so loud, remix it please, Mr. DJ. so weak. You got Christ on the MIC, and I see from the south up the NYC how they sleep on hate on an envy. He instead of letting him be crowned the MVP. Like they say, to each his own. That's why Jesus, he never leaves his sheep alone. He keeps us, feeds us, and leads us home while the world goes up in smoke like Cheech and Chong. So many moves you can make these days. You can follow Christ or follow your own way. But we up in his word like, Lord, what you say? Can we trust you? That's just when it comes to hate.
Even when life is a hurt piece,
hey.
When a child drives up in the work cease,
hey.
Keep your mind on the day of the big feast.
You cry, you pout, take a slouch on the couch. You don't wanna be bothered. Well, let me bother you some more. You up from your snore. What you're really looking for is a father. He's good, he's great, he's God, he's grace. Take away the hurt and sin that's within. He'll lace you a cake plus peace plus sneaks. If you hope, turn your frown to a grin. Look,
we back.
One Ham Sandwich Show. True Asia, Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog.
We back.
Yep. Thanks for tuning in. Logging on, you know what I'm saying? Good to be with you guys. Today's show, obviously today's the elections. Yes. If you're listening via podcast, you're a week late. And to midterm elections, you know what I'm saying? Which basically means that you don't know who you're voting for. You know what I'm saying? Like, only people only know who they're voting for, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to presidential elections, you know what I'm saying? Midterm elections. I don't know who none of these jokers is.
You don't know what they stand for.
Normally you vote for who the president voted for. Yeah. That's what they do.
Just follow suit.
Follow suit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I know, Cook, we've had this conversation before where people have asked about Christians being involved in politics.
Right.
And have asked about Christians voting and should they vote? Because if you think about it, it's pretty difficult to vote.
Right.
You know, on one hand, you have, you know, three parties, Republicans, Democrats, Independents. You know, Independents don't get no love. They get negative 8 votes every year. You know what I'm saying? And the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, everybody kind of got their own agenda. Everybody kind of got their own thing that's going on. You know, one party has Christian values in it, but they still seem, well, not Christian values. One party seems to have values that are similar to Christian values, but, you know what I'm saying, their agenda doesn't really, it seems like they're using those values to manipulate a society and a population, not really to change the nation. You have another side that has some things that are, you know, maybe I don't say opposing, but yeah, opposing certain Christian values. They might have some things that have Christian values, but they seem to be more. But they seem to have things that seem to be more godly. You know what I'm saying? and you know, whenever you get to a political debate, it gets really heated and hot.
Yeah,
and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's almost like the Bloods and the Crips.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And before we even go there, the first thing that I want to start at is this whole process of voting. You know, you have certain Christians that don't vote because it's like, it's not biblical.
It's not biblical.
It ain't in the Bible. The Bible don't say thou shalt vote.
Embarrassing.
You know what I'm saying? You're very embarrassing. And here's why you're embarrassing. You're embarrassing because there's a whole bunch of things the Bible doesn't say. But what the Bible does is the Bible lays down principles. The Bible speaks to things sometimes indirectly. But the Bible lays down a template that upon that template, you can make decisions.
Right.
You can make an informed decision. And so, you know, the Bible doesn't say you shouldn't smoke cigarettes. And if you don't smoke, if you smoke cigarettes, you know, you're not going to go to hell. The Bible don't say that.
Right.
But the Bible does say that the body is the temple. Right. You know what I'm saying? And this is where Jesus resides. You know what I mean? And so the Bible does tell us to take care of our temple. So kind of indirectly, it tells us that, look, you smoke cigarettes, you're not going to go to hell. You know what I'm saying? You just might lose a lung or two.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or get a disease or have your whole chin drop off the face of the earth. You know what I'm saying? Well, you ain't going to hell. You know what I'm saying? You just got your chin fall off. You know what I mean? Miss all your teeth and all that. And so indirectly, the Bible kind of speaks to some of this stuff. And if you guys can maybe grab, you guys have those, what you call it, funny? Sheets?
Yeah.
Email sent you. If you can grab a couple of them scriptures. and the Bible actually has us as people making decisions, actually making judgments.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Making decisions, making selections. If you read Deuteronomy 1, 6 to 13, he says, choose wise and discerning and experienced men from your tribes, and I will appoint them as your heads. You know what I mean? And so here's one example of God giving us, saying, choose wise and discerning and experienced men from your tribes. And so how would you do that? Well, the first thing you have to say is, who's wise, discerning, and experienced? You have to get that group. And then out of that group, you would say, okay, who's the top four?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You get that group. Then out of that group, you say, okay, who's the best qualified? And you have all these different criteria to narrow it down. Ain't that the same thing that we do with the candidates?
Mm.
Yeah.
Ain't that the same way you pick the candidates?
Mm.
Okay, out of this bunch, who's better qualified? Okay, out of this bunch, who's the most experienced? Okay, out of this bunch, who can help us go to the next level? Okay, out of this four, okay, now out of this two, who'd be the best fit? The Bible points to that specifically. Gives us the power to choose. So, and that's democracy.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, for some of y'all, you know what I'm saying, go to certain churches.
Mm.
And some of these churches, we'll just call them kingdom-minded churches.
Kingdom-minded.
Mm. Kingdom. It's about the kingdom. You know what I'm saying?
King.
Yeah, and I'm for the kingdom. I rep the kingdom. You know what I mean? But when I say the kingdom, I mean the kingdom of God.
Oh, da-ba.
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 You know what I'm saying? When they sing the kingdom, I kind of feel like the person talking like he the king.
That's right.
Mm.
Kingdom of that money.
Yeah.
Of
that
plate. This cake. Of these Sean's. Some drivers.
That cream cash.
You know what I'm saying?
The kingdom of these boys.
Of these... You know what I'm saying?
Boy, toys. Ugh.
That's kind of how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? And I actually went to a church where, as I was leaving, he was explaining how that God's kingdom is not a democracy, and how it's a monarchy, and how because it was a monarchy, that I guess as a pastor, what he said went.
Mm.
And I was like, that's exactly where I'm going because of what you said. I'm going. I win.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? Is that right? You know what I mean? But the reality is that, yes, it is a monarchy, and the head of that monarchy is Jesus Christ. He is the head of the kingdom of God. He's the head, the ruler of the world.
That's right.
But within the world, he has given man dominion.
Mm. Yeah.
And because he's given man dominion, uh-huh, he's given man a way of selecting the best leader. Whether it's saved or not saved.
Yeah.
Because the Bible just tells us to pray for our government.
Yes, mm,
yeah.
It don't say pray for the saved government.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Do y'all got that Acts 6 going there? 6:1-5. Are y'all there? Y'all know the scripture?
I had it.
If you go to Acts 6:1-5, you see the same thing again. You see
1 in 5, yeah.
You have that there?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a process. I can't. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see. It says, so the verse 3. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of the Lord in order to wait on tables. You know what I'm saying? It's not kind of crazy, though. Hey, yo, this sound, if I was there, I might have been a little salty at the disciples. Because this is what they're saying. Bible keeps it real.
Yes, sir.
He said, look, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on these tables.
Mm.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to preach. I'm not waiting on these tables right now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom. We will turn the responsibility over to them and we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought, wow.
So they said, we're going to focus on prayer and the word. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can serve drinks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Drinks on me. Y'all can serve drinks. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? The whole point of reading that scripture was that there was delegation. And not only was it delegation, there was an appointment to delegation.
Right.
And so, yes, democracy is very, very Christian. And voting is very, very Christian.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
So when it comes to the polls, get your butt to the polls, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
It is a very necessary thing. At least register to vote.
Yeah, that's my thing, dog.
At least register, dogs.
Then you get mad when the law changes.
Right.
You all mad.
You mad about your health care.
Yeah.
You mad
but
about
you ain't go out there and vote Nathaniel.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't even registered to vote.
That's right.
You're not even qualified.
You don't even know where to go.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't know your voting spot.
You don't even know the voting spot. You're there looking green like a newbie.
Yeah, everybody's sitting around the room talking about, yo, blah, 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 blah. Oh, you vote.
Right. You said
you
sit there quiet as cat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You said, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to sit in the bathroom until they finish.
You know what I'm saying? Educate yourself, yo.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? And so, voting is biblical, and we're gonna when we come back, we're gonna break down some reasons on why Christians should vote.
And another thing is, if you don't vote, my vote don't count. But if you got 50,000 people who say that, that's 50,000 votes that's gone.
That's gone. Your vote do count.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't have the same mindset.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly right. Well, my vote don't count anyway.
Right.
Well, 100,000 people saying that.
Yep.
If everybody vote, it will count.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You're not by yourself.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So let's come back and I'll rock. Take us there, homie. Him.
Holy Culture Radio.
Yeah. Sucking your bones dry for fresh flesh meat to eat. Scavengers, crack cabbages, ravage average savages. We slang gracious, savages and snakes around spacious. Stab you in the back, smiling with tenacious faces. Outrageous, savages and snakes are sneaky, be courageous. Demons raging cages, savages, stages contagious. Stop monotony, drop monopoly, prop properly. I feast hot veggies, savages nibble box broccoli. Savages sloppily, sneakily, frequently mocking me. Demons try locking me, but Solomon's songs are blocking me. Christian hip hopping me, those who pose as noses in light, they frozen roses. Only chosen noses exposed this. Savages, cattle, babble, scabble when battle blazes. Subatomic lasers, cancer feed two-edged razors. Savages get slapped and strapped in hell's mazes. Ignorant to formula, all different flavor phrases. Singing praises in places where faces is racist. On a basis or racist, embrace heaven's oasis.
Studying to show myself approved. Faith to make a mountain move. Source to keep demons' insides gushing out with ooze. Slash with excellence, bashing the pestilence, clashing with hesitance. We break to pieces, graven images and evil residents. My regiments come together, form like Captain Planet. ADF shine like the minerals that's trapped in granite. I write rhymes to make a heathen wanna fight me. A snake bite me, I speak divine truth, liars don't like me. I don't talk to ignorant crabs, cause demons with diligent stabs, filling them pads. The divine flows delivering jabs, leave the devil shivering mad. Like them cats fingering cabs, damage the lives that leave the children lingering lads with no perception. Definite divine direction, propel the spirit man to overcome. Come devil deception and seducing spirits. vultures letting loose some lyrics, allowing the innocent to get bitten by savage spirits. These savage serpents lurking to put a hurting while they smirking. For certain, they cursing and working to leave you bleeding out your person. Witches rehearsing savage rituals on helpless individuals, making them miserable, killing my visual. Spirits invisible, flow indispensable. Exposing what's behind the physical, shine light on the darkness to make it visible.
Wisdom cries out at the gate and raises her voice in public squares at the head of noisy streets. She cries out to wicked ears. How long will you simple ones love your ways and continue in them? Living foolish, ignoring wisdom. Ignorant savages, unyielding jackal, working for Satan, ravenous heathen. Dwelling mischievous, contemplating. Spirits deficient, mind is defective, flesh is distorted. Focus is wretched, ways are unruly, purpose aborted. Purpose deserted, path is inverted, thoughts are perverted. You go to hell, it's after you heard this, you got converted. A frivolous mind lives to sin, excessively searching. Till it's hurting to satisfy flesh, but never working. That's why my mind is constantly stayed on God. Faith always displayed, credence of his existence never dismayed. Oblivious speakers indulge in responsible yapping. I knew they would spit foolishness about gospel rapping. If you teach against this, you're like the flagellum of bacteria, emitting disgrace and philistinism like malaria. Vainglorious head inflated, sporting nine hats, looking for spiritual integrity, but instead I find rats. And in shorter than the time it took me to rhyme that, you find your mind back, slitting permanently in your behind track. God's illumination of blind pupils looking for dim light. Compared to him, right, our knowledge stack is Eminem height. So without his guide, we're unstable, like the legs when you bang beats on a table. A horse that's out of the stable, a legal cable or a changing fable. An acrobat that's on a skinny mob stick and balancing on his navel. My God is able, savages doubt and pouting. If you function in unbelief, I implore you to go sit out in the lobby. And I tell you why this is my hobby, while Satan won't rob me. How demons flee divided by seven wobbly, and probably tell you where I came from and I used to rhyme for. Things I used to enjoy, but now I ain't got no time for. It's like a mind war, invisible, it'll confine you, blind you, escape the putrid. Don't let savage define it, define it.
Chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, read it. If you confess with your lips and in your heart, believe it. Believe that God delivered Jesus from the death for you to live forever. Live forgiven the dying sin, whatever. It's your call, obstacles in life, that makes this your wall. Make that move or we'll fall, walk in faith and stand tall. Salvation is for all y'all, invitations for all y'all. Hey yo, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, read it. If you confess with your lips and in your heart, believe it. Believe that God delivered Jesus from the death for you to live forever. Live forgiven and dying sin, whatever. It's your call, obstacles in life, that makes this your wall. Make that move, it will fall. Walk in faith and stand tall. Salvation is for all y'all, invitations for all y'all. Savages.
Attention. I don't see how people just rely on religion. That's
an empty existence amidst this sick humanity where all is vanity. We need you, but sometimes we don't act like we do. We act like fools and opt to pass up on you. I know we be bugging when we treat you like a supplement, when in reality you are sustenance.
It's the One and a Ham Sandwich Show. Sean Slaughter.
Yeah.
Cook Dog Treasure. And we're talking about voting. Specifically Christian voting. And who should we vote for? Should we are the Democrats more saved than Republicans? Are the Republicans more saved than the Democrats? Are the independents, you know what I'm saying? Are they the ones that you know is bringing Jesus back? Who should we vote for? You know what I'm saying? And why should Christians vote anyway? You know what I mean? Well, there's a couple of reasons, man. And I think one of those reasons, you got there and you got that Matthew 28, 18, 20 to 20. You got that true?
Yeah, I got it. Matthew 28, 18.
Yeah, read that John real quick.
Read. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority is in heaven and on earth and has been given to me.
Well,
therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age.
And sure, who's Shirley?
And Shirley.
And Shirley, I'm with you to
Shirley.
There must be somebody there named Shirley.
Shirley.
One of the reasons Christians should vote is because we're commanded to go out and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey God in every area of life. This includes politics. See, for the Christian that says, well, we shouldn't go out and vote because, you know what I'm saying, they all liars and cheats and thieves and so on and so on and so forth. Basically, what you're saying is that Jesus has nothing to say about that area of life. Jesus has nothing to say about politics. As a matter of fact, what you're really saying is Jesus has been kicked out and we can't get him back in. What is wrong with you? What is wrong? That boy, son. And basically, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, they kicked Jesus out. We can't get him back in. You know what I'm saying? We can't get him. We ain't going to be able to get him back in. We might as well not do nothing. We can't get him back in. You see all them people? We can't get him back in. You know what I'm saying? Bible tells us to go make disciples of all nations. In order to make disciples, we have to be engaged. This is why it's also important, you know, and I'm going to say this to all my Christian rappers. You know what I'm saying? My Christian rap cats. Right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got to become a youth pastor. Come on. And everybody ain't got to pastor a church. That's right. If you do that, praise him. You know what I'm saying? But we need some Christian rappers, especially those who are kind of moving on. You know what I'm saying? Like to the next phase of their life. The leaders, we need businessmen, you know what I'm saying? We need doctors, lawyers, teachers, you know what I'm saying? We need all that. Garbage men, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever's clever.
We need all that. Donna General Clerk, you know what I'm saying?
I was like, my things.
Janitors. You know what I'm saying?
We need food line, grocery bags.
You know what I'm saying? We need all of that, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Work the drive through at the KFC. All that. You know what I'm saying?
Cafeteria monitors.
You know what I'm saying? Bus drivers. Lunch ladies. You know what I'm saying? We need all that, yo. Because in that position, you are in that. I mean, real talk, think about it. If you're a lunch lady and you saved, you know what I'm saying? You can affect, you're in an atmosphere maybe that God is not.
Right.
You can affect that atmosphere.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
By your actions, by your words, by the way you treat people. Same thing with the politics. If you don't get involved in politics, how do you expect the world to change? How do you expect to make a difference? Mm. How do you expect laws to change?
Right.
And be in our favor?
Right.
Get your thinking butt involved, yo.
Do something.
Do something. Don't cry to me.
Remember, y'all got to remember this, people.
Go ahead, yo. Go ahead, yo.
Y'all take this scripture and run with it, yo.
Right.
We're in this world, but we're not of this world.
Right.
Well, did take all your money.
Right.
And go burn it
up. Go burn it. Right. Because that money is from this world.
That's right. Your car, walk.
All that.
Sleep outside. Do all that.
Don't buy no Rockaway.
That's right. Butt naked.
That's right.
All that.
Your drawers, your soap, all that.
Go like Adam and Eve.
That's right. Go get some leaves.
You know what I'm saying?
So if you don't know nothing about the politics and all that, you all you do hurting yourself.
That's it.
Your money.
That's it.
You got to know where your money going.
Your
taxpaying dollars.
What laws are affecting you?
That's right.
What's happening with your health care?
That's right.
All these issues.
20 years from now, is this going to affect me?
That's right.
And here's the second thing. The Bible commands us to stand against evil.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? How do you create laws to stand against evil if you're not even in a position to vote or create a law?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Imagine what they have. They have those pages, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I guess the pages, they work for some of these Democrats and for some of the nominees. They work in there. What do they call it? Like they work in their office for the election.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Imagine you're a Christian person working in that office. You know what I'm saying? Now, it might be difficult if this person has an agenda.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But there is a way that you can. That's them.
Yeah.
There is a way that you can get through that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There is a way that you can still be a Christian and still do your job, you know what I'm saying, and still shine light in the midst of whatever propaganda, whatever's going on.
That's right. That's right.
A third way is that Christians, Christian values contribute positively to society. You can't tell me, and you can ask any atheist, any person that don't love Jesus, you know what I'm saying, if would you rather me rob you or would you rather me treat you like I would treat myself? Mm. Would you rather me sleep with your wife?
Mm.
Or would you rather me not commit adultery like the Bible say?
Mm.
Christian values affect life positively.
That's right.
And whether people are saved or not, they love them values.
That's right.
So you have to get involved in politics so that these values can be pushed through.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially for those who are in poli sci and you're going to Harvard or Georgetown or whatever. We need y'all, man.
That's right.
Here's the last point before we go to break.
Before we go to break.
Those who apply God's principles to the government pave the way for generations of blessings. I believe that one of the reasons we are where we are today is because the church separated itself from the world, went to the corner of the world, you know, played church, hand clapped and all that, let the government do what it wanted to do, didn't have a say in the government, and now all of a sudden we're trying to play catch up. And so now what our kids face, you know what I'm saying, and I don't want to just point out issues and things like that, but now my kids have to deal with teachers who feel that gay marriage and regular marriage are the same thing.
Mm.
Now my kids have to deal with teachers who feel that that kids don't really know what their gender are, so they should explore to figure it out.
Mm.
I had a pastor tell me that.
Wow.
That a teacher told his kid, well, since you don't know if you're straight or gay, you should experiment and figure it out. And these are the years to do it.
What?
And these were elementary school kids.
That's big. He should have been fired.
That pastor went to that school and raised hell. Yeah. He turned that school upside down. I would do the same thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is what happens when you subtract yourself and you allow the world. And now we have to play catch up.
Mm.
Now we want to scream and shout and beat up on gay people.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? There's a way to do this thing.
That's right.
You know what I mean? When we come back, Thunder Mauer, who should we vote for?
Mm.
Republicans? Democrats? IROC, who should we vote for? He don't know. He ain't got. I ain't got a clue either. When we come back, we'll
get Congressman Scott.
We'll come back. We'll give you some tips. The Ham Show.
What?
Everybody who be rapping like it ain't no thing. Living dapper, what you believe in, you ain't gon' change. Keep it pushing, however the situation pan out. Walking your authority, cutting your stand down. Everybody who be rapping like it ain't no thing. Living dapper, what you believe in, you ain't gon' change. Keep it pushing, however the situation pan out. Walking your authority, cutting your stand down. Everybody who be rapping like it ain't no thing. Living dapper, what you believe in, you ain't gon' change. Keep it pushing, however the situation pan out. Like it ain't no thing. Living dapper, what you believe in, you ain't gon' change. Keep it pushing, however the situation pan out. Walking your authority, cutting your stand down. Stand body who be ripping like it ain't no thing. Living dapper, what you believe in, you ain't gon' change. Keep it pushing, however the situation pan out. Walking your authority, cutting your stand down. Stand down, stand down, stand down. So we had to come tell me who I am. I can't nobody else be me better than I can. I was tripping, so we had to come tell me who I am. I can't nobody else be me better than I can. I was tripping, so we had to come tell me who I am. I gotta love myself cause I'm different from all y'all. Talk is cheap even with a custom grill from Paul Wall. I used to speak on living right but never Paul Wall. I used to speak on living right but never Paul Wall. I used to speak on living right but never had to walk the match. Clean my life coming to an end like a cul-de-sac. Show me that it's only one route now. Walking my authority, cutting and stand down. Everybody who be rapping like it ain't no thing. Living dapper, what you believe in, you ain't gon' change. Keep it pushing, however the situation pan out. Walking your authority, cutting and stand down. Stand down, stand down, stand down.
At it again.
Well, let's talk.
Yes.
Come to think of it as.
Some say I'm cold, some say I'm hot. Shy City, we cold. Two pairs of socks. I'm here pulling up like, who man the spot? It's time to lay my game down, like it or not. I'm about to do my own thing. It's time to do it different. I represent the young men with purpose and vision. It's just God. And Satan is living, cause he can't erase or mimic the way that he did it. It's just God. That's the only way to relay it. No need to change it or rework it, reshape it. Help me say it, it's just God. Spell it out, G-O-D. You're looking out alive while you're trying to be low-key. It's like when you first realized she was your wife. Multiply the same feeling times a million and for life. It's like when you got your first car that was yours. Drove nowhere all day, stopped and drove more. It's like every area in life is right. And if it's not, you know just how to get it tight. It's like never missing a beat or having too much and throwing out the excess or never being restless. It's like working all night for a fight, then you show up and your opponent won't strike. It's like you in the midst of a war you can't win and you look up to support from a legion of your friends. It's like so much to keep it real. It's only one way to sum it up. It's just God.
Believe it now.
We here
holding it down.
Oh yeah,
what we have found.
So rare. I hope you hear me, man.
Get your trumpet sound.
So near.
Speaking it loud.
So clear.
Spread it around.
No fear. I know you feel me, man.
Praying for me faithfully, scraping her knees for the baby of a grandbaby.
I came up in the crack era, early 80. Who would've ever thought the Lord would ever pearly gate me? My great grandmother praying for me faithfully, scraping her knees for the baby of a grandbaby. I came up in the crack era, early 80. Who would've ever thought the Lord would ever pearly gate me? My great grandmother praying for me faithfully, scraping her knees for the baby of a grandbaby. And taught my mama how to pray, so when the drama find her, hopefully she find a way. Like when she reach a comma in a sentence, and it's calling for repentance. Ain't no switching, she know what she gotta say and do. And she taught it to me, on how he parted the sea, and how we all need the breath of life in order to breathe. I departed with more knowledge than the Harvard degree. Politely went the opposite.
One ham sandwich show. Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, Treasure.
Yowzer.
Yeah.
DJ I Rock Jesus.
We black.
In the place to be. Making it though. Making it though where they though. Making it though where they though, baby. And right now we about to give y'all that thunder.
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 Thundercats.
Ho!
Listen, people.
Listen.
I get real dumb.
You know what I'm saying? Who should we vote for? Should we vote for the Democrats? My grandfather used to call them the Democrats.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He used to mispronounce their name.
It's embarrassing.
Vote for the Democrats. or the Republicans. You know what I'm saying? I just go with somebody who got third grade education. My grandfather had a third grade education, yo. You know what I'm saying? So don't hate. You know what I'm saying? You know them old school dudes, man. Like my grandfather had a third grade education, right? Electrician. When he died, he must have left at least, let's kids, at least $300,000 to $500,000 in the bank. And savings accounts, not no bonds and stocks. He just put money in savings accounts. Third grade education. You got dudes with master degrees.
They ain't got $3 to put together.
ain't got two bronze nickels, two bronze pennies. You know what I'm saying? Make a fire. So, I think we're asking the wrong question when we ask who should we vote for. I think the real question is how should you vote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think when you think of it in that perspective, I think it takes a little bit of the volatility and the you know, kind of the competition off of it, because now you're not choosing a purpose. You know what I'm saying? You're choosing a principle. You're choosing a way. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's one of the first things I want to say. You know what I'm saying? And me, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. You know what I'm saying? I kind of just, I vote based on principles. You know what I'm saying? Godly principles, intuition, history, future. I take all the things that come out of getting our vote. Some of my Republican friends, you know what I'm saying? Not being up against you, I'm not anti-Republican, anything like any of that. But some of y'all just go too hard, dog. You know what I'm saying? What about the babies? They're for abortion. What about the babies? Like, y'all so issue-based. You know what I'm saying? What about the baby? Well, let me ask you a question. When that baby is born and they throw him in the hood, what about the babies then?
Exactly. And they grow up, and those same babies at your door with a gun to your temple.
Exactly. Y'all love the babies. I hate the grown folks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not choosing a side, but I'm just saying sometimes we're so issue-based instead of being principle-based. You know what I'm saying? Yes, God is against murdering babies. Of course he is. You know what I'm saying? Of course the Bible says that homosexuality is a sin.
Yes.
But how come we act like those are the only issues that are we voting on?
Right.
And so we choose our party based solely on those issues. You know what I'm saying? And we act like this party is the Christian party. Jesus was not a Republican. And he wasn't a Democrat.
Mm.
There is no Christian view of party politics.
That's right.
There is no Christian view of party politics. And I would go as far as to say, if you're a pastor And if you get on the pulpit and you preach that one party is more saved than the other, you're dead wrong.
And you're a lie, and your breath stink.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a freaking liar.
You're a liar.
A breath stink liar, a liar.
Yeah, a liar. That's basically what you are.
But because we can all say that, we can all say someone like Bush, Republican, and Christians put Bush in the office.
Because he said he was saved.
Said he was saved. That's how stupid Christians are. It's, you don't care about nothing he say.
But he say he say though.
But
he
son,
can't even talk in a sentence.
Son, and what's crazy is we got the YouTube videos of him behind the scenes cursing, saying this and this and that.
Yeah.
But he let the Lord. Yeah. And here's what's so crazy, dog. Here's what's so crazy.
He let the Lord, though.
Yeah. I don't know anyone else about him. He let alone. This was so crazy. This was so crazy, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's the truth, though.
The crazy thing is this. We are so naive that we think that the person that says they're a Christian is actually a Christian.
Right.
I'm not naive enough to think Obama's a Christian. I ain't even gonna front you one. He say he a Christian. I don't know. I'm not going to believe him. Bush say he a Christian. I don't know. I can't call it. Everybody a Christian these days. Why? You know what I mean? Why do people say they Christians? First of all, here's a couple different ways. First of all, certain people have a different definition of Christian. I think it was it Mitt Romney? He was a, was it Mitt Romney? I could be wrong. It was one of those candidates. He was a Mormon. He said he was a Christian. But Mormons have very different beliefs. They call themselves Christians.
Yeah.
They're a Christian sect, a.k.a. cult. They have a very different belief system.
Boy, you're killing it over here.
Than we believe. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. So everybody say they're a Christian. You got a lot of Catholics that say they're Christians.
That's right.
And they send 363 days of the year. Until what, Lent? Or Good Friday or whatever it is?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And they do they penance or whatever?
Yep.
You got some saved Catholics, but everybody that say they Christians, if you took a poll in America, 80%+ of people in America would say they Christians.
Yep. Cuss up a stone.
If you based it...
Curse you out.
If you based it according to a practice, like the Bible practice, the actual stat says it would be less than 20%.
Mm.
So everybody say they ain't Christians, they ain't Christians.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Everybody say that is not a Christian. You know what I mean? So stop leaning to one side or the other. And you got this dude, Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck, I ain't gonna front, this dude is a hustler.
Yes.
Because he's that's promoting Christian values. But he wasn't doing this 4 years ago.
Nope.
He wasn't doing this 8 years ago. But Obama got in, and he found a platform. And guess what? Guess what happened when he started promoting these values and started getting a name? Guess what? We walked into the Barnes & Nobles. Oh, wow, he has a book. So is he doing this for, because he really wants to change America? Or is he doing this because he's trying to make that guap?
I saw his book.
Make that money, honey.
And this goes for anybody. This goes for Obama. This goes for Bill O'Reilly. This goes for anybody. I guarantee you that Rush Limbaugh don't believe half of what he say. But the problem is, he been going so hard for Republicans for so long that even if he saw some things that were good, he's built a brand around hating Democrats and loving Republicans. So that's what his brand represents, regardless of his personal feelings. It's entertainment.
Mm. Boy, you killing it over here, boy. You freaking murking them.
Christian political convictions can negatively rule certain parties out, but they can also positively guide which parties to support.
Right.
Instead of all using our Christian values to negate a party, let's use them to support a party. Obviously, the Republicans have a lot of good things that we stand for. You know what I'm saying? But let's look at the total political package. You know what I'm saying? And let's look at the not just the key issues, but let's look at everything and weigh them out. And this is when it comes on the second point, the end result and how we get there. When we look at a party, we have to determine what the end result is. What is their goal? But how are they choosing to get to that goal?
That's right.
Now, what a lot of the parties will do is they'll hit hot topic issues. Marriage, healthcare, abortion.
Taxes.
You know what I'm saying?
War.
Major issues. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of issues that are being swept under the rug,
yep,
while you fighting over these issues.
Yep.
And some of these issues, some of these parties are in agreement with, and some of these parties are in disagreement with. But we have no idea, because all we're doing is picking two issues.
Boy, you killing it.
Look at the total package and say, where do you want to go? What do you want America to look like? What is your view of America? And then how do you plan on getting there? Both parties do not want America to look the same.
No.
We might say, well, what do they want? They want peace. They want justice. They want so and so and so forth. But each one has a different way. Okay, here's a perfect example. This might be a little heady, but I like reading about this stuff. Right now, we have an issue with pollution. And the issue is that there's too much pollution. Right? So there's two ways to control it. You can have limits on pollution, which means that factories and cars have limits on how much pollutants they put out. Or you can pay credits to the government that basically lends money to research on pollution. And if you pay enough credits, it makes you a pollution-free company. So company A can say, we're actually putting limits on pollution and turning pollution down. Company B can say, we're using as much pollution as we always have, but this year we're paying $1 million in pollution credits to the government for research that can eventually one day solve the problem, but we're still putting out pollution. And both of those companies, here's the rub, both of those companies can claim to be pollution free. See, now they both want to be pollution free. The end result, but the way they get there, you know what I'm saying? One is actually doing something, the other one is paying for it. It really ain't doing nothing, still killing the ozone. So we have to look at what is the goal, but how are they getting there? You know what I'm saying?
Killing it.
and here's the last thing I'm gonna throw out there, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna tell y'all who to vote for.
I'm tell y'all who y'all need to vote
you
for.
You know what I'm saying? Get involved in your political party and influence it.
Yep.
Whether it's Democrat, Republican, or independent. Get involved and influence it. If you're a Democrat and you see some things that are not right, influence it. If you're a Republican and you see some things that are not right, influence it. If you're a Democrat and you see some things that are positive, that are godly, influence it. Republican, positive, godly, influence it. How do we do that? Imagine being part of a marketing company. And imagine an ad comes across, you're a Christian, and the ad comes across, and the ad has a woman on it with butts and breasts is popping out.
Butts and breasts.
You know what I'm saying? And the ad is for, let's say the ad is for turntables, right? Butts and breasts got nothing to do with turntables, but it's all over there. So you say to yourself, man, I'm the one that got to approve these ads. I'm a Christian. I don't like this. You know, I don't like the imagery. I don't like the degradation of women. She ain't got nothing to do with turntables. So how do you get out of that? Well, the one way you can do it and get fired is by bringing the Holy Bible up in there, slamming it down, and say, I ain't doing it.
Hmm.
Bye-bye, birdie. You know what I'm saying? Or you can do your research, go back to your boss and say, hey, you know what, boss? I did some research, and my research, if you look, I've shown that these type of ads actually have a negative effect on selling the product. But I found two or three more ways that we can promote it that I think will have a positive way. Mm. And it just so happens that those positive ways don't degrade women and are within your Christian values.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You've just You've just one for Jesus and one for your company. You can do the same thing with your political party. You know what? You know what I'm saying? We might not want to think about this on this issue, but if we think of this issue in this way, you know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying? Like give alternatives, give other sides. You know what I'm saying? There's other sides they're not seeing, and the reason they don't see them a lot of times is because you got your, you know what I'm saying? You got your what's that thing that pastors put on when they preach? You got your collar and robe on. Take your collar and robe off. You know what I'm saying? Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Be strategic and crafty with the word of God. Be strategic and crafty and fight for things that are godly, and they might not even know they're godly. They just sound like good ideas.
Right.
You're right, boy. Good idea. Preach it, son.
Boy,
preach it, screech
boy.
It. So here's who you should vote for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And this might sound kind of crazy, but vote for who you want to vote for.
That's right.
Real talk. Vote for who you vote for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, the Bible, when it comes to politics, the Bible is our guideline, but because politics is a secular realm that we don't have total biblical control over, we use the Bible, we use personal preference, we use history, we use a lot of these stuff, and we allow God to be king of our lives and making these decisions, but we're dealing with an institution that is not directly under the authority of God. It's indirectly under the authority of God because, you know what I'm saying, he moves pieces as he will.
Right.
You know what I mean? But he's given governance over to men. So we have to say, okay, we have to make the best decision that will not only be true to my godly principles, but also be good for the country as well.
Right.
In a whole. And that's what a Christian principle, that's what a Christian president would do. A Christian president would not vote on everything that's Christian because a Christian president's duty. Remember, when you work for somebody, whether you're Christian or not, it's your duty to carry out your duty. And if it violates your Christian ethics, then you might have to leave.
Right.
But other than that, you have to carry that out. A president's job really is to bring some kind of peace and unity or whatever, you know, govern the land, fairness to all people.
Right.
If he's Christian, that means Muslims too.
Mm.
Mm.
Which means that he has to create laws that are fair for Muslims and Christians.
Mm.
He can't do everything Christian. Because that's not the aspect of the job. And the Bible never says that the job of a president was to have a Christian nation.
Mm.
That's not even the goal. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in the last days.
Uh-huh.
Things will actually get worse. So some of us are fighting for a Christian nation, and Jesus is saying
it's gonna get worse.
So then, what is our job? To save as many people as possible. She boat. She boat. She boat.
Root beer.
You know what I'm saying? Say as many people as possible. And we are the morality on earth. That's what we are. We are the seesaw.
Yes.
As the earth goes this way, we bring the level of morality back the other way. We're the seesaw. We're the balance. When Jesus takes us out, all hell will literally break loose for the tribulation.
Break loose.
Mm.
And you don't want to be here.
That's our job.
to make
disciples.
You don't want to be here.
Not to create a Christian nation, to make disciples and prepare people for Jesus' return.
That's right.
To preach Christ crucified.
That's right.
That's our job.
That's right.
Nothing else.
Nothing
Save.
Else.
Have
so,
a
seat. Save souls. And God will make you whole.
We got to get out of here, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Before we get tight.
Before we get, I was on the verge of getting tight.
Yeah.
I was on the edge of getting tight.
Because I'm tired of these preachers.
But I we don't even talk about no preachers.
Sorry.
I don't care, but it just came up to me. I'm tired of these preachers.
Tired of them anyway.
Playing with these boys. I'm just tired of it.
Tell him why you mad, son.
I'm just tired of them playing with the little boy butt butt.
Oh my goodness.
You stupid.
I'm tired.
Hey, if you get a chance, go to Terrence on BET. And he actually has article. No, excuse me, he has a live interview. Bishop Eddie Long has a large gay population in his church. And he has an interview with one of those couples that's in the church. You know what I'm saying? Then he has an interview with a choir director. You know what I'm saying? Not of the church, but of another church. You know what I'm saying? Calling him a hypocrite. Go figure. So anyway, 757-325-9493. Facebook, The Ham Sandwich Show. TheHamSandwichShow.com. You can check us out. Man, it's the kid Sean Slaughter. Go ahead, yo.
It's your boy Shay Nick.
Tight.
A.K.A. Cook Dog. A.K.A. your drummer, Beast Boy. Stop playing with the boys.
And I am Shu Asia. And the quote of the day is... Before you decide not to vote, think about those who came before you, those who endured violence, racism, and those who paid the ultimate price of death so that you might have the opportunity to have a voice. Vote for those who have suffered and before you use the excuse, my vote doesn't count, think of those who were martyred, for those who endured pain for your constitutional right to have a voice.
All day.
Let's hear it for the boys. Let's hear it for my baby. Yeah,
that's came to mind when you said that. And we appreciate y'all listening to
What in the Ham Sandwich?
Peace.
Everybody can't be Michael Jackson.
Today's playlist, set one, song one, Cross Movement, Trust in Him, featuring Robert Barham. Set two, song one, ADF. Savages, Hammy Classic. Song two, Everyday Process, All I Need. Song three, set three, song one, D-Mob, Stand. Song two, Victory, Believe. Song three, Eshawn Burgundy, So Amazing. And we out.